I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be here today. The mass shooting in Orlando has reopened the heated debate in this country about what to do with guns. It's also made many Americans feel frustrated that we're still having that conversation. And that got us thinking about what happened in Norway nearly 5 years ago. Anders Breivik carried out two attacks, taking 77 lives. First, he planted a car bomb that went off in Oslo. Then he went on a shooting rampage on the island of Utøya, just outside Oslo. That's where Breivik used a semi-automatic rifle and killed 69 people, mostly young campers. Norway is known for high gun ownership, but also strict gun laws. So did the massacre in 2011 change anything? Åsne Seierstad of Oslo looked into that for her book, One of Us, the story of Anders Breivik and the massacre in Norway. She says Breivik bought all his guns legally.
But he had to go through more measures than you do have to do in America. So he had to be a member of a pistol club, and he had to do a certain, I think it was 50 hours of shooting in order to be able to buy a pistol. And then he also had to be a member of the Hunting Association of Norway in order to be able to buy the rifles and that ammunition. So he is a planner. So he planned this, he became a member of those organizations, and then he bought everything legally.
So he went through all of that. Were Norwegians saying afterwards, look, we've got all these systems set up, a vetting process that's pretty strong, and he still got through. So if people want to kill, they're going to kill.
Well, yes. What the debate was after when it comes to guns, what the fact that he used a semi-automatic rifle, and there were debate in the parliament whether we should not allow those kind of guns to be used. But then it was a protest from the hunting association saying that it's more humane if the animal runs away to be able to put your gun on semi-automatic. So nothing has changed.
So no changes to any gun laws at all after Utøya?
No, but it's also like we have quite restrictive laws and we have very, very few gun accidents and gun murders. As you say, yes, there's a high percentage of gun ownership in Norway, but those guns are used mainly 1 week in the year during the hunting of elk season or hunting of this specific bird that they hunt, and the rest of the year is locked down and stored. It's not lying around. People don't have them in their cars, in their homes, in their bedrooms. So we can't really blame guns for the very few murders we have in Norway.
Are you saying that Norway focuses more on the individual? Like, I'm just wondering, since 2011, how many other mass shootings have there been in Norway?
None. And also, I think for you in the US, it seems like there's, in some states, there are almost no laws. Like, how can just ordinary people have their guns lying around in their cars? Shot by their kids. It can't be compared. It's two total different cultures when it comes to guns.
How much was mental health part of the discussion after the Utøya shootings?
Oh, that was a big topic up to the court case, and still it is. Because, of course, the main question we asked ourselves, is he a madman or is he a political terrorist? Those are two different things. And the court ended up judging him as a political terrorist. And he's convicted of murder and he's in for probably for the rest of his life for those terror attacks that he committed. But he's not sane. Like he got the diagnosis of narcissistic personality disorder, but that doesn't exempt you from being punished. You're still accountable for your crime. You know what you did. You knew you had a choice. You knew you'd stop. It's not like you were under psychosis or anything like that.
You know, as I speak with you, it really feels like in Norway there is a system for dealing with guns, for dealing with people who are suspected of some kind of mental instability. Bottom line, what is different in Norway that means mass shootings are less frequent than the U.S.?
The way we look at guns. It's like even the police has not been armed in Norway. I mean, people in the U.S. would say, well, isn't that scary that your police is not armed? Well, when the police is not armed, the drug dealers are not armed. The criminals are not armed because no one is armed. So it's like that's why we have so few murders. People wouldn't even dream of having, regular people wouldn't dream of having a gun in their house for protection. That would be, I would see that as a very rare case if anyone had that. No one I know.
So, Åsne, from your perch in Norway, when you look at the U.S. and you see the number of mass shootings here, practically one a day this year, what's your suggestion as a Norwegian on what the U.S. ought to do to stop this madness?
I would say restrictions on guns.
Åsne Seierstad is the author of One of Us, a story of Anders Breivik and the massacre in Norway. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.